他21岁。
He is 21 years old.
身家过亿。
Net worth of over 100 million.
和马云、柳传志站上同一本杂志封面。
Jack Ma and Liu Chenchen are on the cover of the same magazine.
34岁，在家里拧开了煤气。
At the age of 34, I turned on the gas at home.
临死前
，Before death,
银行卡里只剩104.6.
There are only 104.6 yuan left in the bank card.
毛，毛侃侃。
Mar is talking clearly.
1983年生。
Born in 1983.
北京人。
Beijing people.
12岁。
12 years old.
他在大众软件发文章。
He wrote an article on mass software.
自己开发软件。15岁。
Developed software at the age of 15.
亚洲最年轻的微软三项认证获得者。
Youngest Asian Microsoft Certified Professional.
同年当上 BBS 最年轻版主。17岁。
At the same time, he became the youngest moderator of the BBS at the age of 17.
他说。
He said,
我不读书。
I don't read.
也能养活自己。
Can support themselves.
他妈哭着求他，他头也不回地走了。
His mother cried and begged him, but he turned his back and walked away.
2006年。
2006.
23岁的毛侃侃登上了《中国企业家》杂志。
23-year-old Mao Kankan appeared on the cover of the Chinese Entrepreneur magazine.
那本杂志的封面人物不是柳传志。
The cover of the magazine is not about Liu Chuanji.
就是马云，一个23岁的高中辍学生。
Just a 23-year-old high school dropout.
就这么和商业大佬们平起平坐。
To be on equal footing with business tycoons.
当时和他一起被称为京城 IT 四少的。
At that time, he was one of the four IT prodigies of Beijing, along with others.
还有李想、高然、戴志康。那一年。
In that year, Lai Zhang, Gao Ran, and Dai Shai Kang.
他是全中国80后的创业偶像。
He is a Chinese entrepreneur idol among the 80s generation.
所有人都在说，看。
Everyone is saying to watch.
这就是年轻的力量。
This is the power of youth.
20年后。
20 years later.
理想创办了汽车之家。
Ideal founded Auto Home.
市值几百亿。高然转型。
Worth billions, high-end transformation.
投资人，功成名就。戴志康身家几十亿。
Investor, successful businessman, Dai Zhai Kang has a fortune of tens of billions.
风光无限。
Breathtaking.
而毛侃侃临死前，卡里只剩104.6.
And when Mao died, he only had 104 yuan and 6 mao left.
2015年。
2015.
32岁的毛侃侃决定东山再起。
At the age of 32, Mao Kankan decided to start over.
他找到上市公司。
He found a listed company.
万家文化合资。
Joint venture.
成立了万家电竞。
Established Wanjie Esports.
他出任 CEO， 准备在游戏圈大干一场。
He took the position of CEO, and he's ready to make a big splash in the game industry.
2016年底。
Late 2016.
一个消息让整个资本圈炸了。
A news broke the entire capital circle.
赵薇和她老公黄有龙宣布。
Zoe Yi and her husband Wang Yulong announced that
我们要花30亿。
We will spend 300 million
收购万家文化，30亿。
Acquire Wanjia Culture for 300 million.
但他们自己只出了6000万。
But they only invested 60 million.
剩下29.4亿全是杠杆借来的，50倍杠杆。
The remaining 29.4 billion is all leveraged with a 50x leverage.
整个市场都在欢呼。
The whole market is cheering.
赵薇要搞大事情。
Zoe is going to do something big.
万家文化股价一飞冲天。
The Wan family's cultural foundation has soared to new heights.
毛侃侃也激动了。大树
Mar was excited and spoke with enthusiasm.
底下好乘凉。
The place is cool and shady.
有赵薇这个大腿抱，万家电竞稳了。
With Zhao Wei as a big back, Wanjia is stable.
可是50倍杠杆，监管层看不下去了。
However, the 50x leverage was too much for the regulators to handle.
2017年初
Early in 2017,
证监会开始调查收购。
The SEC has begun an investigation into the acquisition.
暗黄了。万家文化
The dark yellow of the thousand families.
股价暴跌70%。
Stock price plummets by 70%.
赵薇全身而退。
Zoe withdrew completely.
该干嘛干嘛。
What to do, do it.
而毛侃侃成了被抛弃的那个。赵薇跑了，万家文化。
And Mao, with a clear expression, became the abandoned Zhao Wei who ran away to Wanjia Culture.
换了新东家，祥源控股。新老板来了。
New owner has arrived at Zion Yuan Holdings.
第一件事就是剥离万家电竞，理由很简单。
The first thing is to strip away the reasons for the failure of Wanjia Gaming, which are very simple.
亏损太大。
Too much loss.
不想养了。
I don't want to keep it anymore.
毛侃侃急了。
Mark Quan was in a hurry.
公司马上就要上线新游戏了。
The company is about to launch a new game.
再给我一点时间。
Give me a little more time.
祥源说，不行。
Zero Yuan said no.
我们没兴趣。
We are not interested.
陪你赌。
Accompany you to gamble.
也不许你向外面借钱。
You are not allowed to borrow money from outside.
因为会影响我们上市公司的报表。
Because it will affect our listed company's financial statements.
毛侃侃做了一个决定。
Mar made a decision.
他把房子抵押了。
He mortgaged the house.
把车子抵押了。
The car was mortgaged.
把所有朋友都借了个遍。
I've borrowed all my friends.
用自己的血肉给公司续命。
Use your own blood and sweat to revive the company.
他前前后后砸进去了。
He has been digging in for a long time.
将近4000万。
Nearly 4 million.
有些是他的积蓄。
Some are his savings.
有些是他妈的养老钱。
Some of them are just retirement funds.
有些是他从朋友那里借来的。
Some were borrowed from friends.
最后，公司还是没能活下去。
Ultimately, the company still couldn't survive.
2017年10月
October 2017.
万家电竞正式关闭。
Wanjia Esports officially closed.
几十个员工集体讨薪。
Several dozen employees jointly demand wages.
他们不知道，这个 CEO 为了留住他们，已经倾家荡产。
They didn't know that the CEO had gone bankrupt in order to keep them.
而毛侃侃自己的银行卡里只剩104.6块。
and Mao proudly said that there were only 104.6 yuan left in his bank account.
2018年1月23日深夜
January 23, 2018, late at night.
毛侃侃发了一条朋友圈.
Mao posted a status update on his social media.
嗯。Well. 我爱你不后悔.
I don't regret loving you.
也尊重故事的结尾.
Also respect the ending of the story.
第二天.
The next day.
人们发现他在家中自杀.
People found him dead in his home.
用的是煤气.
Using gas.
他34岁. 创业圈有句话, 大事,
He is 34 years old and has a lot of experience in the entrepreneurial world.
打不倒人,
Can't be defeated.
但融资的反复折磨会让人崩溃,
But the repeated frustration of fundraising can make people desperate.
资本只做锦上添花,
Capital only serves as icing on the cake.
从来不会雪中送炭,
Never snow on someone's charcoal.
谁管你曾经多么风光,
Who cares about your past glory?
毛侃侃走后, 留下了一屁股债和一个没有收入的母亲。
After Mao left, he left behind a large debt and a mother who had no income.
他的20个生前好友决定凑钱成立一家公司,
His 20 friends decided to pool their resources to start a company.
专门照顾毛妈妈,
Specifically take care of Mao Mama.
他们凑了500多万,
They pooled together over 500,000.
结果,法院直接把475万划走了。
The court directly transferred 475,000.
因为毛侃侃欠的债, 朋友的善意在法律面前一文不值。
Because the good intentions of Mao Kuan's debtor's friend are worthless in the eyes of the law.
毛侃侃在遗书里说,
Mart speaking clearly in the letter,
我对上市公司祥源文化有点微词。
I have some doubts about the listed company, Zhiyun Culture.
就这一句,
Just this one sentence.
他没有怪任何人。
He didn't blame anyone.
我问你们一个问题。
I ask you a question.
一个人为了给员工发工资,
A person is trying to pay employees salaries.
把房子车子全抵押了,
I mortgaged the house and the car.
最后公司还是死了,
Ultimately, the company still died.
他也死了,
He also died.
而那些当初答应投资,
And those who initially promised to invest,
后来跑掉的资本呢,
What about the escaped capital?
他们赚了, 这种人,
They made a profit from this.
我们叫他什么? 英雄, 傻子。
We call him a hero, idiot.
还是这个时代的祭品?
Is this the sacrifice of this era?
如果你也被这个故事触动了,
If this story also touched you,
点个赞。
Give a thumbs up.
我是做死亡案例分析的, 专门研究,
I am a specialist in researching death cases.
那些曾经辉煌,后来落魄的人和公司, 关注,
Those who were once brilliant, but later fell into decline.
我,
I've,
下期更精彩,
More exciting next time.